I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Good evening from New York. I'm Chris Hayes. Donald Trump, the president of these United States, wants to be a dictator. He is trying to be a dictator. He said it multiple times this week. Today, he explained why a lot of people, I think in his own head, think he should be a dictator because he's stopping all the crimes.
So the line is that I'm a dictator, but I stop crime. So a lot of people say, you know, if that's the case, I'd rather have a dictator. But I'm not a dictator. I just know how to stop crime.
Ah, yes, Donald Trump, tough on crime. It just depends on who's doing the crime, doesn't it?
No.
Beyond all his administration's lies and the mobilization of federal law enforcement in Los Angeles and Washington and members of the U.S. military, Donald Trump is the most unabashedly pro-criminal, pro-crime president of my lifetime.
Are you out of your frickin' mind, Chris Hayes, MSNBC? Trump is the most dangerous president, the most pro-criminal. The left is absolutely lost. I mean, and they continue to rail against trying to bring safety to our streets. If you look at the D.C. marches against Trump sending in the National Guard, the majority of those in those marches are white. They do not represent the majority in D.C., which is primarily minority. Because those minorities want protection. They know how bad it is. And yet you've got somebody like Chris Hayes coming forward and pontificating, Trump is the most dangerous president in my lifetime. Well, I don't know how old Chris Hayes is, but I would gather, looking at him, that he's certainly under 100 years old. And you still want to go back that far in your lifetime? Because Trump wants to bring safety to our streets and our communities. That makes him a criminal and dangerous and wanting to be a dictator. He's laughing. Do you guys, you just don't get it as a joke and mocking. Well, maybe, you know, if being a dictator makes our streets safer, maybe I should. He's not planning on doing that, but he is obviously recognizing the results they're having. They had a shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic school earlier today. A gunman fired through windows while children were at mass. They had to know the target. There were injuries. Thank God, no reports of any deaths and nothing apparently over the top serious. But still, that's the kind of crime that Trump is trying to stop. But Governor Hansi Walz was all about Trump is the bad guy. And as they opened their DNC, their Democrat National Committee summer session in Minneapolis yesterday, he and the others were again denouncing Trump, trying to be a dictator. I will say this. If it does take a dictator to stop people from shooting at children en masse, I guess we're going to have to go that step. But again, that's not the point. The left is just trying to paint a false narrative. And they're losing support. You want an example of one of the greatest losses of support for them? Here it is. Bill Gates is halting funds to any foundation pushing woke causes. There's going to be some heavy lifting for the rest of them that are woke causes. We got a lot to cover for you. Thank you for joining us for hour number one. Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, August 27, 2025. Reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. And yes, you're going to get a lot of excitement and engagement just by watching. We keep this program interesting for you on so many levels. We change gears a lot. So if you're not interested in a particular subject, the next one up will probably get your attention. But primarily, every one of our topics will be of interest to you. And unfortunately, because we're only on the air 2 hours each day, I won't get to all the topics you'd like us to cover. But we sure try. And with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. I guarantee you, when you finish this hour, you will know more than you did as we start the hour. So once again, you can watch us stream live video while we're on the air right now. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And reminding you, everything goes up as a podcast later at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. All you need to remember are two things: News Talk STL and Larry Connors USA. And you got your world covered, starting with Mike Ferguson and Gabe and Jerome in the morning. And then, of course, Vic and Ken, followed by Jamie Allman, followed by Speaker Tim Jones and Chris Harps, and then to this hour. And we've got more beyond this and on the weekend. We have a great lineup all the way around. It's also a good time for me to remind you, coming up Thursday, yes, it's coming on fast, Thursday, September 18. We're wrapping up August. We're that much closer. September 18 is, if you want tickets to the Steve Forbes presentation as he talks about entrepreneurship at Lindenwood College, you need to apply right now. You need to go to News Talk STL, find the page. It will be open for you immediately. Tell us you want tickets. We do not know, or I don't know, how many tickets are left at this moment. But if you don't have a ticket, we cannot let you in. I'm sorry to be that direct about it, but if you want tickets and a chance to visit and meet Steve Forbes, you're going to have the ticket. Coming up later in this hour, actually the next hour, David Greenfield, CEO of the David Horowitz Center, about the fight against the leftists, going all the way back to our founding fathers in their fight against leftists. Yes, they did exist then too. They're like termites. Nuclear bomb won't destroy them. They're still going to be them and cockroaches. They're going to be around forever. Later in this hour, a deep dive into the Chicago crime and the Democrat resistance, partly expressed, as you heard, by Chris Hayes, that they don't like Trump making cities safer. Let's focus briefly on the New York City race, because it's not so much a new mayor for New York City. But one of the guys running, as you well know, is a self-proclaimed Marxist communist. He won't really call himself a communist, but socialist, Mondami. We all know what that is translating to: socialism, to Marxism, to communism. That's a natural range of things. Maria Bartiromo.
Welcome back. Well, New York City's mayoral race now 2 months away. Self-described Democrat socialist Zoran Mamdani seeing a $1 million fundraising haul in the most recent round. He is raising money fast. A majority of those donors, however, are from outside of New York City. Mamdani's haul between July 12th and August 8th, nearly double that of independent Andrew Cuomo and incumbent Eric Adams in the same time. The latest polls show Mamdani leading the pack, but now New Yorkers seem to be souring on his socialist policies. His campaign had to walk back a position from the Democrat Socialists of America, which first endorsed him, to wipe out enforcement of misdemeanors.
Yeah, that's what he was going to do. Wipe out enforcing misdemeanors as a crime. Do you know how many different crimes fall under misdemeanors, and depending to the extent? Drug possession is a misdemeanor until you reach a certain level. Trespassing, obviously. Indecent exposure. You walk up in front of a bunch of children, drop your pants. That would be a misdemeanor. And he didn't want to prosecute those. Driving under the influence sometimes can be a misdemeanor. Disorderly conduct, petty theft, assault, domestic violence, receiving stolen property, all of those fall under categories of misdemeanor and then various classes of misdemeanor until some reach the felony level. And Mondami was saying, along with his supporters, we will stop prosecuting those crimes. Do you think that's going to make your city safer? Curtis Sliwa, the founder of the Guardian Angels, is running on the Republican ticket, and he says there's something else we need to know about Mondami, because the money he's getting, I want to know the source.
I want to check to see on Zoran Mondami's donors if, in fact, they're bringing in dark money from overseas. I would suggest that the Justice Department immediately look into that, because all of a sudden, from being such a favorite of so many people in New York City, he can't seem to raise money in New York City. He's exhausted that supply. Why? It makes sense that he would have not only Soros money, which we know he has, but maybe dark money. Let's investigate that. Let's find out if I am correct or if I am incorrect. But I have a feeling that's what's happening in this election cycle.
I think you're right, Curtis Sliwa. It is dark money coming in. And he continues to get more such dark money. Well, the Cracker Barrel leadership cracked over the night. Returning to the previous logo, keep in mind, the CEO insisting customers liked our new look. More of our stores wanted the new look. That's what she did say. But the $143 million drop in market value said otherwise.
Another big story is Cracker Barrel. They have gone back to the old logo. They listen to you, the customer. Here's a quote from the restaurant. We thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, and our old timer will remain. At Cracker Barrel, it's always been and always will be about serving up delicious food, warm welcomes, and the kind of country hospitality that feels like family. As a proud American institution, our 70,000 hardworking employees look forward to welcoming you to our table soon.
And this, of course, came after President Trump issued a truth message of his own yesterday, which went everywhere. And apparently the CEO of Cracker Barrel called the president yesterday to thank the president for his message, urging Cracker Barrel to quit all of their ridiculous changes.
Can you say run and retreat? The current CEO, and I assume that's who they're talking about, called Trump. Julie Fiesmasino. She has a deep history of DEI projects and pushing rainbow LGBTQ. That's really where she was going to go at Cracker Barrel. That was the intent. And yet she was claiming just yesterday, our customers like the change, and more of our stores are asking, when can we get our change? We want to be changed too. If that were happening, it must have been a very small number, because the vast majority is no, we want to go back. And many are now saying, and that woke woman CEO should resign. Get rid of her. Well, let's at least listen to what she has to say.
We are listening to our guests. We're doing this all for them. What they've said is they love the new seating. We're adding in booths, making the chairs more comfortable, putting in new lighting, brightening up the paint color, and it's working. The results affirm that we're headed in the right direction.
No, you weren't. As I said, that's what she was saying yesterday. You weren't headed in the right direction. You were trying to push everyone into that direction. And it was going to be, once again, taking a well-known, established, successful company and turning it into propaganda for LGBTQ and socialism, Marxism, communism, everything else you want to put around that label. Thought we'd just go sit down around a Cracker Barrel and have a bite to eat. Oh, no, no, no. We're going to change the colors, and we're going to gradually slip in the rainbow theme and everything. But again, when you lose $145 million in market value over a couple of days, you realize this is not a good road to go on. And the stockholders, the shareholders are crying out. One who has a million followers on X, said, if you think the Cracker Barrel CEO should be fired and they should scrap any redesign efforts, reply. And immediately got 47,000 likes to that. Another added in a separate comment, she needs to go. Going back to the old logo is the first step. This is the second. Still another stating, thousands online are calling for Cracker Barrel CEO Julie Fiasmacino to be fired for the attempted woke rebrand of the company. And make no mistake about it, that's exactly what they were doing. We're putting in new chairs, folks will be more comfortable, and brighter colors. And we're taking down all the little knick-knack things we had. An independent journalist, longtime supporter of Trump, Benny Johnson, wrote prior to what they did overnight, early this morning, Cracker Barrel is not backing down. They're doubling down. Inclusivity, DEI initiatives still running rampant within the company. Keep up the pressure. Woke CEOs need to understand these decisions can cost their companies. And yes, it did. Shares in Cracker Barrel tumbled by more than 10%. And since the new logo was announced just August 18, what are we here? Not even 10 days later. And now they're doing the flip-flop back. Now, will Messina stay? Will she be even welcome? Or will she be given some parting severance and say, goodbye, adios, go work your LGBTQ magic somewhere else? It's not going to be done here. Not for this American institution. And more folks will be going back to Cracker Barrel who were threatening not to. This is not a matter of telling a company what it can or can't do. It's their company. They can do what they want. But they're going to pay a price if they want to spit in the face of Americans. And that's exactly what she was doing. She knew the institutional history of Cracker Barrel. And they thought, we'll get rid of Uncle Herschel on the barrel, and we'll just go to a plain digital logo and gradually slip the rest under the radar. Nope, caught you, caught you. And now it could cost you your job. Hope it does. Coming up, focusing on American cities, making them safer, and yet cries from the left because we're defending against crime? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We are being targeted because of what and who we represent.
Mr. President, do not come to Chicago.
I'm willing to go to Chicago, which is a big trouble, but we have a governor that refuses to admit he has problems.
It's unbelievable, right? Illinois state and local leaders fight to keep the National Guard out of Chicago. They say crime going down. But here are nearly three dozen shootings in Chicago last weekend alone. Six of them are fatal. Take a look at this. We'll slowly pan over. And petrified residents say they have had enough.
They have.
I don't see a reduction in crime. I see crime everywhere.
We've got a lot of challenges. We've especially had a lot of challenges the last 5 years.
It's a good thing that Trump is doing something about the crime rates.
That is referenced to Chicago. And Mayor Johnson does not want Trump and federal troops to help him fight crime. And neither does Governor Pritzker, because it would emphasize how poorly they've been doing it. But let me give you some details behind this. There's a five-year-old that got killed. He's among the dead after this last weekend. 5 years old. How can you possibly stand and say you don't want to do more to crack down on crime? And yet that's what the leftists are doing. Don't look for any common sense in there. There is no common sense. There is no sense whatsoever. Over this last weekend, that boy was one of 6 killed and 27 hurt in shootings. The first shooting of the weekend, last weekend, a 33-year-old woman driving around 7 p.m. suffered a gunshot wound to her right eye. That was Friday's first shooting. Saturday's first shooting, a 25-year-old woman shot in the shoulder out of nowhere in critical condition. First shooting a Sunday. A man said he heard gunshots in the back alley and realized he had been shot in the eye. And those are just some examples. So state and city leaders united downtown Chicago calling on Trump to bring federal troops in. And yet you've got these leftists saying, no, 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 we don't want them. Even what Trump has been doing in D.C., I want to share this story with you. There was a man that was being talked to by one of the network stations. And he said, look, I've been arrested, reference an armed robbery, carjacking in Maryland. But I'll be released after 3 days. It always happens that way. That's the way they were doing it in the D.C. area and in Maryland apparently still. He said the judge is, he's going to show up saying we're going to put the man on a 3-day hold. And then once that 3-day hold is over, ain't nobody ever shows up. I've been over to the D.C. jail 6 times for this same warrant. They never show up. D.C. jail has to release me. They release me. It's the same thing every time. This is a guy that carried out a carjacking. Said, I know they're going to let me go. Nobody's going to show up and try to prosecute it. Well, Trump has put a stop to that in D.C. And he's setting his sights on Chicago. And here comes a very interesting quandary. Joe Scarborough, as leftist as you can be, on MSNBC, talking to Chicago Mayor Johnson, trying to say, wouldn't more cops help you in fighting crime?
Would you also like to get federal funding to help put 5,000 more cops on the street in Chicago? Would that help drive down crime?
Well, look, policing by itself is not the full strategy.
No, I understand that. You've talked mm-hmm. about the other things you want, and I yep. said those are good and important yep. programs, but I'm asking also, would 5,000 more police officers on the street in Chicago be helpful to go along with all of those social programs that a lot of cities are engaging in and having success with?
Well, look, here's the best way I can put it, Joe, is that in the 90s when I was in high school, we had 3,000 more police officers and we had 900 people being murdered every single year in Chicago. It's just not policing alone.
There he goes again. He did not answer the question. To his credit, and it's seldom I give Joe Scarborough credit, but to his credit, he continued.
Do you believe that the streets of Chicago would be safer if there were more uniformed police officers on the streets of Chicago?
I believe the city of Chicago and cities across America would be safer if we actually had, you know, affordable housing.
Look, okay, I'm not saying that we don't. That's not the question I asked. My question is, and I just need a yes mm-hmm. or no, do you believe the streets of Chicago would be safer if you got all of those other extraordinary programs put back into place, which do have a history of being successful, if that's complemented by having 5,000 more cops on the streets of Chicago?
I don't believe that we should narrow it down to just police officers, Joe, is what I'm saying. That is an antiquated approach.
And they cannot simply admit, yes, more police on the street will reduce crime, period. To his credit, Joe Scarborough still tries.
No one is saying that police officers don't play an incredible role in driving safety. They play an absolute pivotal role in that. But we have asked law enforcement to do too much. Police officers are being asked to be social workers, counselors. What I'm simply saying is, if we're going to build safe and affordable cities across America, the one thing that safe communities all have in common, they invest in people. We have a poverty issue in the city of Chicago and cities across America. Police officers alone will not put food on the table. Police officers alone will not guarantee a high quality education. Police officers alone right. won't drive down unemployment. We need all of it.
Let me help Joe out. He kept trying to get in again. But would 5,000 more officers help you? And again, Mayor Johnson is off in wacko land.
We need to invite President Trump in. We invite the National Guard.
And we're going back to Johnson being confused here, because when he got asked repeatedly, he fell into his fallback position, just more rhetoric, not facts.
Would an additional 5,000 cops on the streets in Chicago help complement those programs to make Chicago safer?
Look, we are working hard to make sure that our police department is fully supported. I don't believe that just simply putting out an arbitrary number around police officers is the answer. What I'm saying is policing and affordable housing. It's policing and mental and behavioral health care services. It's policing and youth employment. It's a full package.
Good
of
God.
Course, we want to make sure that our police department is fully supported. That's why I've invested in our detectives bureau, because what we have seen in the city of Chicago, when we solve crime, it acts and serves as a deterrent. It's policing and all of the other efforts that we're doing.
You know, adding more detectives, that's a good idea to help investigate the crimes you got. But if you had more officers actually on the streets where the crime happens, would it put a stop to it? Yes, it probably would. But he still just will not bring it to that answer, that conclusion, because the question then is, well, then why aren't you doing it? Then why don't you want Trump inside? Pastor Corey Brooks is head of the Hood Group. That is known by helping others obtain destiny, and he's all about law and order.
We need to invite President Trump in. We invite the National Guard in. You know, we've had 254 deaths in 233 days. 80% of those have been black boys. And for anyone in our community to say that things are getting better and that people are safe, that is an outright lie. We need to do any and everything we can to keep our citizens safe. One of the number one priorities of government is to make sure that the citizens of the American of America stay safe. And that should be the number one priority of the governor and the mayor. But it's not, because the only thing that they're really concerned when it comes to black lives that matter is black lives that matter that vote.
Yes. Boy, did he nail it. Pastor Corey Brooks of the Hood Foundation in Chicago, helping others obtain destiny. And he pointed out something that is a dramatic statement, a fact that cannot be denied. More young black men killed at the hands of guns. Murder. Gang rampant shooting. And it happens in every blue city and blue state where they're not enforcing the law effectively, and they're not using their police force adequately, or they're not helping the police officers, they're not backing them up. That's why Trump sent federal troops into D.C. He's looking about going farther. He's talking about, I think in D.C., we may make it a death penalty if you commit a murder in D.C. I think we're now 12 or 13 days since the troops were sent in. There has not been a single murder reported in D.C. in that 12 or 13 days. Contrast that to what you just heard about Chicago. Is it effective? Hell yes, it's effective. Coming up, we got a lot of stuff, material to, I should say, stuff. I don't mean like stuff in that sense, but stuffing to put in front of you that you're going to enjoy, like U.S. buying into corporations on behalf of America. Why shouldn't we? Texas Governor Abbott saying we're going to put a stop to anyone buying land in Texas. And Charlemagne the God comes forward on burning the U.S. flag. You don't want to miss this next segment.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting, my friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't kiss you.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
And what President Trump is doing, President Trump is going to be the only president in modern times who creates assets for the American people rather than debt. And we looked, he saw that Intel had been given grants and wanted to know why the American taxpayer wouldn't participate in the upside. So there's $11 billion of immediate value, and I think there's a very good chance here that it could be much more. But as you said, chips are a strategic necessity for us. One of the things we learned during COVID was that the United States has 5 to 7 strategic vulnerabilities in critical industries. And President Trump has said about de-risking that. And while we're de-risking it, there's also substantial upside for the American taxpayer.
Yes. Take a stake in some of these American companies on behalf of the USA. Make money because they're profiting. If they're rising with their resources and what they're bringing in, so should the American taxpayer. Because we've been fronting so much of it. A lot of this money can also be used and applied to our deficit. Same thing with money brought in from the tariffs. That was Treasury Secretary Bessent. And this is just the other day, the U.S. announced it was taking nearly a 10% stake in Intel, securing a piece of that semiconductor with money intended for grants. Don't just give them a grant, buy into the company so you have something coming back. You give them a grant, you may or you may not get something back. As it's described by the economic council advisor Kevin Hassett, it's like a down payment on a sovereign wealth fund, which many countries do have, like Europe, Asia, the Middle East. And they use such funds to invest in companies and other financial assets. We've never done that. Trump is going to do that. Why not take an ownership in private companies? And it doesn't have to be just under extraordinary circumstances, as we saw with the global financial crisis of 2008, where, yes, we were basically bailing out those too big to fail. But you homeowners, you were just upside down, weren't you? I know, I was one of them. We didn't get any help or bailout, did we? And certain industries, chip making being one of them, also buying into various military operations, why shouldn't we? Then pharmaceuticals being another critical area. Why should we rely on others to create aspirin in China? Why don't we help local companies start gearing up to produce that so we don't have to rely on China? And not only help them, but we buy into them. We're not talking about nationalizing U.S. private companies. We're not doing that. We're buying a stake in them. If they're going to be successful, profitable, because of what this nation helps them do, great. But you, the taxpayer, should also be rewarded. The CHIPS Act providing capital to companies manufacturing semiconductors in the U.S., simulating significant private sector investment, job creation, Trump administration initiatives that would be revitalizing American industry, manufacturing, workforce training, Apple's $600 billion investment. We should be owning part of Apple, Johnson & Johnson, and others in areas where we need them. And that same thing with the supply lines. Why not buy into that? The BBC watching this across the water, as if we really care what they think. While the Trump advisors are saying we can take a stake in more, the BBC is quickly to point out Trump's Intel deal breaks with American tradition. So be it. That was then, this is now. By taking a 10% stake in Intel, a Fortune 500 company, one of the largest manufacturers of semiconductors, it makes it part of the U.S. portfolio. Those who would be against it might be those on the inside that had some trading issues going on they're trying to cover up, and now if federal dollars are coming in as buying stock, there might be a little bit more suspicion around them. I raise that just as a possibility. I'm not saying it's happening, but we don't like that because those folks are trying to get ahead of you. In fact, they're stepping on you to get higher up the ladder. Trump wants us to take advantage of every opportunity for Americans. That brings us to stopping China and other nations from buying U.S. land. This is critical. There's legitimate fear what would happen if states allow these kinds of purchases. Well, Texas Governor Abbott says his state will fight back, is fighting back. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This is very simple. Hostile foreign adversaries like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, as well as foreign terrorist organizations like Trinidad-Aragua, must not be allowed to own land in Texas, period. They should not be allowed access to our critical infrastructure, and they may not be allowed to exploit our border. And Texans should not have to compete against foreign adversaries when it comes to buying Texas land.
That's right.
No, they shouldn't. Abbott signing into law something that he says we'd need for our state, and I would say it's needed for every state. Texas Governor Abbott.
One of the bills I'm going to sign is SB 17. It's the strongest law in the United States to prohibit foreign adversaries from buying land in our great state. Yeah. Serious penalties, stiff civil penalties, as well as criminal penalties for violating this law. I'll also be signing Senate Bill 1349. It creates a criminal offense for transnational repression and intimidation. And signing House Bill 128 that prohibits sister city agreements with foreign adversaries.
That is another key thing. We're not going to have cities making their own little deals with some foreign adversary. It can't happen. I do need to take a moment to update you on something. The information as we began the program was not complete, and I wanted more verification before I reported this. I told you in the beginning about this shooting while children were in mass in a church in Minneapolis. There were numerous kids injured, as I said, but I said at that point, confirmation of dead is not clear. It is now officially clear. Had been stated earlier in the day, but and I had seen some of it, but I was looking for additional sources. Witnesses who were there say the gunman attacked this Catholic mass, killing two children were inside and 17 others being injured. Then the gunman, coward that they would be, takes their own life at the back of the church. This is Tim Walz, Minneapolis. The DNC chair, they're having their summer session in Minneapolis. He had to interrupt a major party meeting to announce a mass shooting miles away. And I will guarantee you, the leftists in that DNC meeting say, see, we need more controls on guns. Even before they knew the casualties. And certainly they're going to continue that before these children even laid to rest. Those who witnessed that Minneapolis shooting say it went on for an eternity. According to some reports, the gunman used a shotgun, a rifle, even a pistol. And again, as I said, I'm always reluctant to jump into these till I get more confirmation. But it is confirmed and reconfirmed that two of the children at a Catholic mass were killed. Motive, still not known. Don't know if he was targeting Catholics in general, children in general, or what. It makes no difference. Minneapolis has a crime problem. Chicago has a crime problem. Every blue city and state has crime problems. Washington, D.C. had a major crime problem. Trump sent in the National Guard and federalized the police. There's not been a murder in D.C. since that time. 12 days or so. And all other crimes dropped dramatically. Unfortunately, that means that these cockroaches ran into neighboring counties getting out of D.C. district, knowing they could be tracked down. And we should continue tracking them down. The other day, Trump announced it should be illegal to burn the U.S. flag and even signed an executive order to that effect, noting, of course, that there were certain laws in effect that had to be protected, such as First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. And I have to say, even if serving in the Marines should say otherwise, I have to say, you have a right to burn the U.S. flag if you want to do it. But just because you have a right does not mean you should exercise it. And I'd be against anyone doing it, but it's a First Amendment expression. Maybe my First Amendment expression is to go on the highway and go 110 miles an hour. As long as I don't hurt anyone, that's my First Amendment. No, Larry, there's a speed limit there. Well, I don't care. That violates my First Amendment right to go as fast the hell as I want. Where do you draw the line? The leftists are coming forward trying to defend the right to burn the flag. It will be challenged. We all know that it's going to be challenged, the executive order. And Trump, even in signing it, acknowledged it's going to face constitutional contestants, obviously. Charlemagne Lagarde, a black host, I'm not a big fan. Generally, he's pushing the leftist view, but There are times that he actually gets things right. And his attitude might surprise you. His attitude is that, why do you want to burn the U.S. flag? Why do you want to burn the symbol of these are his words, the greatest country in the world? Why do you want to do that? That is such a simple question. And yet for the left, it defies their understanding. Well, I want to burn it because I have the right to burn it. But why? Just because you have the right to do something, why do you do it? Well, I'm trying to show that I hate Trump. We'll burn Trump paraphernalia or his picture or whatever. You have a freedom to do that. You are free to burn the U.S. flag. But I will also have to admit, if it's taking place in my presence, I might put up a little resistance. By the way, Snoop Dogg, the mob crowd is going after to cancel him because he questioned LGBT content in kids' movies. Good for him. We're getting away from this woke crap. What'd you learn this hour? You're going to learn more the next hour, I promise you. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545, 636-689-0545, or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.